This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Radio. I'm sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. This is Dave Sussman, a frequent guest host here for Joe, who is doing his civic duty, making sure that the kids in America are all right. Hope everybody is doing well and is healthy on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Happy May, everybody. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in the chair here. And for those that don't know me, my name is Dave Sussman. You can find me at davesussman.com. I have a show called Whiskey Politics. We talk about, basically everything news, culture, and fun on the show Whiskey Politics, which you can find on YouTube. You can also find it on all of your favorite podcast applications, as well as the Ricochet Network as well. This week, we had a couple of different guests. I had Joe Biden, senior advisor, Mo Vella, and this morning, our latest show just went up where we had Carrie Serravino. So Severino, who was talking about, she wrote the book with Molly Hemingway, regarding Kavanaugh and the whole hypocrisy that we're seeing right now regarding the Me Too and how the left and the media, and I know I repeat myself, have gone into full lockdown mode to protect the ailing, I shouldn't say ailing, but he's definitely withering Democrat nominee or presumed nominee. Things can certainly change over the next couple of months. Joe Biden and the Tara Reid accusations. But that's all interesting news, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the second hour, and we certainly welcome you to give us a phone call and have a chat with us. Let us know what you're thinking about all of the news that is happening right now. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This hour, we're going to be talking with just a brilliant guy. He's been on the show here before, John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran, and he's going to be contacting us to talk about what is going on with General Flynn. There was breaking news that is just literally as I was driving up to the studio, I got the ping on my phone, and that is, and you may not even know about this yet, because we're about breaking news here at Realside Radio. The DOJ just released the long-awaited Mueller scope memo, revealing the probe went beyond previously known mandates. This is in reference to Justice Department just a few minutes ago released the mostly unredacted version of the then Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's August 27 scope memo outlining the authority of former special counsel Robert Mueller, and the document reveals for the first time that Mueller's authority went significantly beyond what was known previously. Anybody got like one of those dun-dun-dun moments? This is really interesting. Previously, just reading here from FoxNews.com, they just released this report. It had been revealed that in May 2017, Rosenstein authorized Mueller to probe any links and coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, and three, any other matters within the scope of obstruction of justice laws. But Rosenstein's later 2017 scope memo had remained largely redacted. The newly released version of the document makes clear that Rosenstein didn't hesitate to explicitly authorize a deep dive criminal probe into the Team Trump that extended well beyond Russian interference efforts. This is really interesting, folks, because what it shows us is that what Congress specifically and explicitly allowed for, the Mueller probe took the ball, ran with it, and went off on their own. So what we're looking at here is possibly an offense under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, otherwise known as FARA. And I didn't know about this. Most people have never heard of it. It is a little known statute which from 1966 to 2015 has been utilized only 7 times. But the FARA prosecutions have picked up dramatically in recent years, and prosecutor Brandon Van Grack, that's his name, was appointed to head up the new FARA unit at the DOJ in 2019. Now, this all relates to what we have just learned also this week regarding providing evidence to Flynn's attorneys. They failed to provide evidence to Flynn's attorneys that anti-Trump former FBI Peter Strzok intervened to instruct the FBI case manager handling the Flynn investigation to keep the probe open even after the Washington field office of the FBI wanted to close the case for lack of evidence. So, wow, we're having some fun here tonight, guys. This is going to be really interesting. After the break, John Peterson's going to be calling in. We're going to be having a discussion about all of this, how it relates to Flynn, what is going on, is this what we've been waiting for regarding the Durham report that was supposed to happen in March and April, and obviously with COVID-19 it's been delayed. Now, are the chips starting to fall? Is this a...
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Boy, you know, it's one of those days where you just turn on the news, you go on the interwebs, and everything is just blowing up just in time for all of your carefully narrated and scripted 3 hours of radio to just be chucked out the window. But you know what? When we're pivoting like this, there's no better person than to bring back to Realside Radio than our good friend John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran of the war on Terrorism, who has had an impeccable credentials in all things Second Amendment, firearms, terrorism, intelligence, and active shooters. And I'm going to go through some of his other parts of his resume right now here at Realside Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Glad to be here with you guys on a Wednesday night. And John, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back, Dave.
So, okay, I sat down in the chair literally as I was driving in here, and we're looking at this situation right now where the Department of Justice just released minutes ago the long-awaited Mueller scope memo, which essentially suggests that the probe, the Mueller probe, went well beyond what was allowed by law and the mandate. This is all interrelated to Flynn and what led to impeachment and everything else that we've been dealing with for the past 3 years. Your quick take on this and how it's all related.
Well, it's very clearly, like, the overarching thing that happened here with Obamagate, as some call it, is it was the politicization of intelligence, the abuse of vital intelligence tools, which now a lot of people, you know, liberal libertarians are calling that we get rid of some of these tools, but only because of the fact that it was misused both before the Mueller, the special counsel was convened, and prior to that, when they began spying on General Flynn and the Trump campaign. And it's I'm glad this has come full circle. Many of us knew all along there was no merit to the allegations, particularly against Lieutenant General Flynn and some others. And having been somebody who's seen from the other side, from the inside, what this type of intelligence and FISA and so forth, how it works, you know, it's kind of gratifying to see that justice might finally be done.
You know, over the past couple of weeks, we've been hearing a lot of news about General Flynn, and reports have come out showing that Peter Strzok, ex-FBI disgraced agent, looks like that he tried to keep this investigation going when there was no there, according to the DOJ. What are you seeing happening right now regarding this whole Flynn situation, and does this blow up for the left and for the FBI and the Department of Justice?
Yes, when I kind of knew that this would turn in the right direction is a little over a year ago, I met his attorney, Sidney Powell, you know, at CPAC, who had just taken over as his attorney. And my impression...
Oh, I think we just lost you, John. Well, John, if you can give us a phone call back, and we'll make sure that we continue this discussion. I was actually at that CPAC with John, with Sidney Powell, and John brought me a wonderful bag of coffee. What's it called? Rifle something coffee? I don't know. Black Rifle coffee. It was delicious. And, John's one of those good guys. He just knows everybody that is out there. But what we're talking about right now is that the Justice Department inspector, what we are dealing with right now is the whole idea that the FBI colluded essentially with the Mueller investigation and the probe to perpetuate this idea that there was Russian collusion, that General Flynn broke the law when there was no evidence, and they ruined this man. They absolutely ruined and devastated his income. He didn't have any savings left because it all went to paying for his defense. And right now, what we're looking at is Sidney Powell, who is his attorney, Flynn's attorney, is actually filing articles to have everything just completely extinguished. And what does that do when we're talking about how that will impact all of these reports that are now starting to come out? You know, as people start to realize that, you know, once you start realizing that there's other news out there outside of the COVID-19 pandemic, that this is still going on, that the Durham investigation is still happening right now behind the scenes. And the whole idea that this is just going to be pushed to the side and we're going to allow Biden to come in and get the nomination and there's no there. And, Nancy Pelosi is absolutely 100% focused on pushing through her narrative. She doesn't even want to answer questions regarding Tara Reid. Did you hear her earlier today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen? I want to. Hopefully we'll have John come back on here in just a minute. We'll get back to the DOJ. But real quickly, Nancy Pelosi on Tara Reid specifically stated that she's not answering any more questions regarding Tara Reid. You know, she's made accusations that Joe Biden essentially assaulted her, digitally raped her. He stuck his fingers, okay, where they shouldn't have gone in 1993. And there are reports in the Senate that she filed a report saying that he made her feel uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. She never used the word sexual harassment. Now, keep in mind, this is almost 30 years ago. And the idea of coming out against your boss for sexual harassment was really not done. I mean, besides Anita Hill and the whole Clarence Thomas hearings that took place right before that, we really didn't hear much about that. But she wanted to file it. But six people have corroborated her evidence. Six. Not one, not two, not three. How many people corroborated Christine Blasey Ford? Now, I know I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but Nancy Pelosi, she's done with this storyline because it doesn't serve her narrative. And now the narrative is going to start to shift towards Sidney Powell's client, General Flynn. She's going to go towards what really took place with the Mueller investigation. How much further beyond the scope of what was allowed by law did Mueller probe the Trump administration? And if it did go beyond what is looking like right now, absolutely it did, what is going to be the repercussions of this? And how are the Democrats going to respond? You know, ladies and gentlemen, the idea of the fact that, first of all, during January of 2020, a whole four or five months ago now, while the Democrats were focused 100% on impeaching this president, and this president was focused on the pandemic, shutting down travel between China and the United States, which has saved how many countless lives at this point? And even my friends on the left can't disagree with that. The Democrats were focused 100% on trying to take out this president. This is all they've been doing since January 20th, 2017. And now... we're starting, you know, I love the MSNBC and CNN. The walls are closing in on President Trump. Yeah, you know what? The walls are now starting to close in on the left who perpetrated a fraud for 3 years. We're going to try and get John Peterson back on here after the break, folks. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Yes. You're waiting for Sussman, huh? Well, he was trying to fill in for me there for a second, you know, and I got to tell you something. God bless that guy. I'd say God bless electronics, but that's what threw us in a tizzy at the top of the hour. But I'm back with you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you really do need to get involved. You need to get engaged, as I always say to you, because we have so much going on today. Now, Uncle Joey B did it again today. You got to love this guy. For no other reason, you know that you're going to have something to talk about that has to do with Joe Biden. The thing that infuriates, listen, it's not unexpected, but it is infuriating. All right, but the thing that infuriates me is that Joey B gets away with so much. I mean, remember his comments over the years. You can't go to a 7-Eleven today without hearing some kind of Middle Eastern, accent or something. I mean, on and on and on with these stupid things. But he gets a walk. Every time he gets a skate. And if we say anything, we're terrible people. Can you imagine if Donald Trump ever said, right, if you don't vote for me, you're really not black. I don't even get it. Anyway, I can't get it. Let's have Deontay Johnson join me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation, and he knows President Trump. He's been with President Trump. Deontay, thanks so much for being with me.
Joe, it's always an honor to come on your show. You keep it real, and you keep it going great. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. So let me ask you, you have been, I know you guys don't like hang out every day, but you have been with him. You've seen what he's done. Let's start off with the big question. Is Donald Trump a racist?
Absolutely not. If he is, he's bad at it.
That's true. That's very true. With everything he has done to try to right the wrongs that have been done to the black community over the last 60 years, and not by the Republicans, but by the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden's comment today, I the minute I heard it, I fell in line with what other people were thinking, which is, this is something that sits in the back of his mind and others in the Democrat Party, almost like the black community owes them. They feel entitled to the black vote. Where has he been for the last 40 years? Because unemployment rates in the black community took a nosedive, not under Obama, not under Clinton, but under Trump. I mean, is the black community seeing this?
You know, I don't know what's happening anymore. You know, under President Trump, we've experienced some amazing things. We've experienced an unemployment rate at a record low pre-coronavirus. We've experienced an outstanding, groundbreaking criminal justice reform bill. We've experienced opportunity zones for over 8,700 opportunity zones around this country. We've experienced over 300,000 people lifted up out of poverty. We've experienced some success when it comes to doubling the tax credit in our tax reform. We even talked about what's happening with school choice. And so we have a president that has been making the black community his priority since day one. And so that's something that we're excited about, and that's something that why we're going to continue to support him and continue to make sure that his voice is heard and that he has vowed to be a voice for us. And so the president said he's going to be a voice for the voiceless. The forgotten communities will no longer be forgotten. Under President Trump, that is exactly what we've got.
Yeah, but you know what? How is he getting away with how? Well, I shouldn't say how he. How does Joe Biden get away with the comments he's making? How did the Democrat Party get away with covering for him, if you would? There was no outrage. No, I mean, some people said he might have been misunderstood. You know, he just doesn't speak properly. Yet you knew, and I knew exactly what he meant. What the heck is going on?
Well, let me tell you something. Joe Biden showed us exactly, I'm not going to say showed us. Joe Biden reminded us exactly who he is. He is the guy who signed the 94 crime bill that incarcerated and was responsible for incarcerating so many black Americans. He is the same guy that said that that compared black kids, poor black kids, to white kids when it came to their education level. This is the Joe Biden that we saw today that said that if you don't vote for him, you're not black. What kind of malarkey is that? Who says that? Who says things like that? But that's what happens when you get comfortable. That's what happens when you get comfortable with the black community. The Democrat Party has been so comfortable with the black community that all they realize is that all they have to do is show up and the black community will vote for them. Actually, they don't even have to show up. When 90% of the black community votes Democratic, what do you expect? You get people like Joe Biden saying whatever the heck they want to say and not thinking about people who it actually affects. As someone who voted for President Trump in 2016 and votes for President Trump and is going to vote for President Trump in November, that was very hurtful, that was offensive, and that was discouraging. It was discouraging because I see so many people every day who are free thinkers, who are independent thinkers, who not only stands by their own values and their own beliefs, but does not let anyone contradict who they should vote for. And you have a former vice president, a presidential candidate that is saying things like this. He should be ashamed and he needs to apologize. Not one of those, oh, I may have, shouldn't have said that. No, you need to give an apology for the comment that you made.
Oh, I am 100% behind you. Again, we get a little off color on this show, but I don't even go down the road of those jokes with any group. I'm not even talking about black, Asian, Hispanic. I tease the Italians, but I can get away with that. But, you know, I mean, other than that, it really is. They really are showing that it's all about the power. They're looking at a second swipe at impeachment here. I don't know if you caught that earlier this week.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Let me tell you something. You know, He said it was a joke, but let me tell you something. I do not joke about my blackness. I do not joke about my heritage. My heritage is nothing to joke about, and my right to vote what my ancestors fought for, and the right to have an independent voice and to be able to vote for whoever I want, whomever I want, that's something that I don't joke about. So Joe Biden could have said it was in jest, but I'm not buying it. People who I associate with is not buying it. And I can definitely tell you that Black Voices for Trump is not buying it. We need to call this out. And I am very ashamed of my colleagues on the other side, such as April Ryan, such as the NAACP, such as so many other voices, Al Sharpton, Roland Martin, that has not called this out and that is letting this be acceptable. Because imagine if Donald Trump said anything like this. It would be all over the news.
It'd be 24/7. You wouldn't even know we had a virus anymore. Can you imagine? I mean, we would have cured the coronavirus if he came out and made a comment like this, right?
Because there was no need for it anymore.
No, you're exactly right. But, you know, again, we're not allowed to question. I mean, give a thought to this one. We're still not allowed to question Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice. We can go down the whole road of people that have brought up in the last 10, 15 days, because now we're seeing information is now being released to us that we can look at and say, oh, my God, these people were heavily involved in trying to get at Trump before, you know, pretty much before he even took the oath of office. But we can't say anything. You know why? Because they're Black. And because they're Black, we have to keep our mouths shut. This is not helping this country, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. And this is, you know, these are the reasons why I'm supporting President Trump, because, you know, I'm supporting Trump, President Trump, because I am Black. And the reason I say that is because I care about the issues that matter most to my community. I care about creating a better tomorrow. I care about making sure that my nieces and nephews are inherited America that is freer than it was when I inherited. And that's what the president is doing. The president is making America great. And that is what we have to continue to push for, is making this country great. And that is what this president is doing. Joe Biden is trying to take us back to where we have to be separated amongst race and our votes. And yep. That's not how it's going to happen.
So listen, you can take me to task if I'm making this up, all right? But it seems to me that every time Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and others get in front of these white folks, they get in front of a Black audience, all of a sudden they have a Southern drawl. Like all Black people are from the South, number one, and they're lowering themselves so you can understand them. Don't you find that highly offensive?
I don't feel no way tired. As Hillary said, I don't feel no ways tired or had the bottle of hot sauce in the purse or start singing hymns. Yeah, I know what you're saying. And Hillary changes regardless of where she's at. One moment she's from Illinois, the next moment she's from New York, and then she's from Arkansas. We don't
wherever.
Know where she's from.
Hey, Deontay, stay with me. One more segment. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. A lot more with Deontay Johnson right after this.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed
her. Come on, good music is good music, people. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with the trouble earlier. You guys hang on there with me, and you don't even know. I appreciate that so much. But I'll tell you what I appreciate more. I appreciate people that stick with a cause they believe in, that they don't let anybody push them down, get them down. I met this young man, I don't know, 6 years ago or so. About 4 years ago, because President Trump was just running, and I met him at CPAC, and I was, you know, rooting for these guys, and they have stayed with it, and they have stayed with it, and they're growing, and they're making an impact, and they're getting influence all throughout the country. Deontay Johnson, president of the Black Conservative Federation. You know, Deontay, before we get into the conversation, because we get lost in it, tell people what your organization does and how they can help you.
We're the Black Conservative Federation. We are here to increase the Black Conservative Movement, expand the Black Conservative Movement, but most importantly, we want to be a voice for the conservative, for the urban side of the conservative movement. And so we're always looking for people to help out. It takes a lot of money to run an organization, and so we're always looking for donations. You can donate anything as little as $10, $25. On our website at blackgop.us. Again, that's blackgop.us. At the sound of my voice, make a $25 donation. Let's help continue to fight the radical democratic socialists, and let's make sure that we get Donald J. Trump elected.
Yep, I agree. Listen, if a thousand of you would just throw a lousy $3, give away a cup of, don't even skip a cup of coffee at that really expensive place that hates you anyway, and send it to these guys, you know, that's $3,000 for them. And $3, I don't, if you're in a bad way, it's still not a big deal. And seriously, save it up over a month's period, whatever. You don't understand that when we get even the little donations, what it tells us is that you're listening, you care, you want to help. So, yeah, money helps, but knowing that you, when you send that money, you're giving a part of yourself, and it does make a major league difference. It lets us know that you care for real. Anyway, so I noticed in the primary, the righteous, upright fighters for the Black community, like, you know, Booker and Harris and even Pocahontas, you know, Joe, look what you did to the Black community. Look at the laws you got behind. Look what you did that actually hurt the Black community over the years. Especially Booker and Harris. They kept going after him. And now, nothing. You can't hear anything. And Tim Scott, the left doesn't even know what to do with him because he's calling them on the carpet. And he said, look, they show up every 4 years and then you don't see them again. Is that message reaching the Black community? That's the question.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier. I said, you know, Kamala Harris was really gung-ho on Joe Biden being a racist. She was really gung-ho on him not doing anything for the Black community. I should go back and pull those clips and play them for him, so just to give her a refresher that this is the Joe Biden that we're talking about. The same Joe Biden that if you were running against him now, you would use this against him and say what he just said. Cory Booker's the same way. And so, no, and they don't know what to do with Tim Scott because Tim Scott keeps it real. He keeps it 100, and he continues to do what is right for the American people, and he is not wavering in his beliefs and his principles.
Yeah, he, I can't remember the specific incident, but he said, you know, today on a show he was on, he said, the difference between us and them is they never go after their own. He said when President Trump stepped, he said something that was really ignorant about the Black community, and he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it with malice or hate. It was just an ignorant statement to make. And Tim asked for a meeting with the president, explained to him what it was all about. And the president didn't say, well, Tim, you got to cover for me, man. We got to figure out how to get this behind us. He goes, how do I fix that, Tim? How do I let those people know that I really care about them? And he sat there, and they worked out those economic centers in the Black communities. They actually got to work doing something that would help the Black community. And I'm telling you, I would bet my life on it, there isn't a group of Democrats that would have got together to do the same thing for the Black community. I just don't understand the love for them.
Yeah, you know, and when President Trump has anything, any incidents that we have, you know, even when it came to the Ahmaud Arbery case, one of the first people he called was Tim Scott, and Tim Scott helped him through it and gave him the advice, and that's what we have, you know, is that we have these people, and these are people who the president can call on, and they're there, and the president does call them and ask them, how can I get through this? I know that I am not the Black expert. How can I get through this? And so that's why we have the Black Voices for Trump advisory board, is to help the president and help the campaign through these tough issues. Yeah. Because, yes, we know that there is a disconnect, but the president knows, one thing we love about him is that he knows how to seek help, and he actually knows how to ask people when to help him through that. So.
Yeah, he does. He brings in the right people around him. And, you know, it's great to see, who was it, Joe Biden said, because he says, hey, look, Hey, you know my record. You know what I've done for the black community. The NAACP has endorsed me in every one of my races. I'm thinking they couldn't endorse a Republican if there was only Republicans running. There's no way. They can't make it happen. And they can't. They couldn't acknowledge what Trump had done in the black community in 3 short years. They couldn't acknowledge the economic centers that were open, the low unemployment rate, the lowest unemployment rate for black youths in decades, or actually since they started counting it. And they still couldn't say a word. So I don't see that when somebody says, when a Democrat says, I have the Planned Parenthood endorsement, like, really? No kidding. We knew that before they came out.
Or you could be like Joe Biden and say that you have the NAACP endorsement, and then the NAACP, former NAACP chair comes back and says, no, we don't endorse any candidate. And we have not endorsed him. So, yeah, wow. You can be like that. You can be in that situation where you're just like, yeah, I just claimed that I had an endorsement and I didn't really have the endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know where. That poor guy, you know, in all sincerity and honesty, I wish he would back down, but not because I think he's a bad candidate. I think he's got a sickness, and I think it's a sinful that his family keeps pushing him out there. I think it's sinful that the Democratic Party keeps putting him in these positions. It's just not cool, and I can't believe they can't find somebody else to run and take that seat. But, Deontay, one last time, tell people where to find you, where they can help out, what the website is they can go to help out on.
They can visit us at blackgop.us. That's again blackgop.us. Visit the support the movement, support the cause, support the movement tab, or yep. You can join and become a monthly member. Join us, join the movement, and then you can visit us on Twitter at @BCFOfficial_. Again, that's @BCFOfficial_. If you want to get involved, but we are asking for everyone to help us continue to push this movement by giving a $10, $5, $2, 50-cent donation to help us keep pushing forward.
Yeah, I appreciate what you guys do. Don't stop. You know, you're welcome on the show anytime to discuss any of the issues that are coming up. Keep up the good work, and we're praying for you, brother.
Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. I told you, I met these guys a while back. And I love to tell the story because I'm sitting at my booth at CPAC. And, you know, we told how the black community hated Trump. The women hated Trump. Gay people hated Trump. I'm at CPAC. There's this humongous group of young black men with signs that say, you know, blacks for Trump. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, okay, this is a put-on, right? This is the opposition getting people into the place so they can blow it up later. You know, and I don't mean physically, I mean with noise and chaos. And when I saw these guys and heard these guys speak, I said, okay, who's running this thing? And it was him. I said, come over here, we have to talk. And I was so impressed. He had goals that he set forward. He knew what he wanted to get done. He knew what he wanted this group to be able to accomplish. And they've been doing it. They're not playing. They're not just a bunch of young guys who got some power and go, yeah, this is really cool. We get to hang out with the president. No, they're doing things. They're calling people on the carpet. He reaches out whenever they have a cause. And it's not always just about them. You know, he'll call me, leave me a note, send me a message, and tell me that there's something happening they need some help with. Can you put them out there? Can you help them get out? You know, get their message out. So let's not be like them. I mean, I look at it, I'm like, all right, so he's a black guy, but he's a young guy, and he's getting other young people, young men and women, that want to be entrepreneurs, that want to work on their own, that want to start their own businesses, that want to live in a country where they have the freedom to worship, or not worship for that matter. And those are the people, we're always screaming, hey, the old guy in the room, right? We're always screaming about the young idiots. We're always screaming about the millennials and others and how they're screwing stuff up. Well, here you have a group of young people that are willing to go to the wall. These guys will go into a conversation. You know, Deontay told me about his parents and his grandparents, and you know, they just couldn't understand how he could possibly be a Republican, and he's like, how can you not be one? I mean, in his own house. Not being argumentative, not being disrespectful, because that's not the way to do it, especially with your parents and grandparents and loved ones. But he didn't let him get away with it. That's the big deal for me. He just didn't let him get away with it. Joe Mantegna, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Get a sandwich. I don't know. Do whatever it is you do and come on back.